Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
An opposition attempt to tie the government to the view of Business New Zealand's Paul Mackay that women need retraining after being on extended parental leave featured this question for the Prime Minister from Labour's spokeswoman on women's affairs, Sue Moroney.
Given that Paul Mackay was reported by Radio New Zealand as stating that Business New Zealand's paid parental leave submission was based on political discussions, did those discussions involve the National Party?
Standing in for the Prime Minister, his Leader of the House, Gerry Brownie, said he couldn't answer that.
What I can say is that the Business New Zealand talks to many, many groups, including the EPMU and I would hope the Labour Party.
Mr Brownie then faced this question from Sue Moroney.
To the Prime Minister, well, does he agree then with National MP Tim McIndoe when he told the Waikato Times on April the 11th this year, any rise in cost would have business owners looking to cut spending, and one way of doing that would be to employ men rather than women?
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, there are big costs that need to be met. It costs the government $163 million a year to meet this program. I am not responsible for Mr McIndoe's comments in these matters.
Sue Moroney's members' bill seeking to increase paid parental leave to a maximum of 26 weeks is currently with the Government Administration Committee. While just back from the Finance and Expenditure Committee and up for its second reading, the government's Climate Change Amendment Bill was the subject of this question for the Minister for Climate Change Issues, Tim Grocer, from his shadow in the Green Party, Kennedy Graham.
Given the recent loss of Maori Party support for the climate change response, emissions, trading and other matters Amendment Bill, will he consider working with opposition parties on amendments to improve it?
The question was answered for Mr Grocer by his Associate Minister, Simon Bridges.
No, this government has no intention of imposing an artificially high price of carbon on New Zealand households and businesses as is being proposed by opposition parties.
Simon Bridges then faced this question from Kennedy Graham.
Why is it that the only people still favouring the amendments now to further gut the ETS are 1, major greenhouse gas polluters, 2, government MPs, and 3, the sole ACT MP acting under the coalition agreement, which says that ACT has agreed to support legislation to reduce the impact of the ETS, and it believes that the ETS should be repealed. However, it believes some progress will be made through the government's initiative.
Honourable Simon Bridges.
What the member says is absolute nonsense. There will be many struggling households that member says he cares about in this country who don't want increased petrol costs and energy costs and will be disproportionately affected by the kind of loopy changes that the Green Party wants.
Simon Bridges, who, as Rhys Lyon reports, led off the debate on the Climate Change Amendment Bill after question time.
Simon Bridges began with an overview of the bill's purpose.
The emissions trading scheme is New Zealand's main mechanism for meeting its international commitments to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The government's main objectives with these amendments are to ensure that the emissions trading scheme supports the government's economic growth priorities more effectively, to ensure that the ETS is flexible enough to cater for various potential international outcomes, and to improve the operational and administration of the ETS. For these reasons, I'm pleased to commend this bill to the House.
But Labour's David Cunliffe outlined his party's proposed amendments to the bill.
The first of those is to restore the entry date of agriculture to the legislation so that it will continue to enter in 2015. The second SOP is to restrict international limits to 50% so that New Zealand units are preferred over international ones, thus protecting sinks in New Zealand like the forestry industry. That is the same standard that is applied to the Australian scheme. And finally, Mr Speaker, our SOPs would have the Environmental Protection Authority publish annually the amount industries charge their customers for carbon, and that will allow the public to know when they are being overcharged.
Labour's David Cunliffe speaking on the second reading of the Climate Change Response, Emissions Trading and Other Matters Amendment Bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.